You're listening to the audio production of The Summer House by Lauren K. Denton, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
1. The morning Worth left, something pulled Lily from her sleep, though at first glance nothing seemed out of place. The light coming through the bedroom window was soft and hazy. Above her, the ceiling fan ticked and swayed, and outside a lone bird sang, trying to rouse its friends. Everything else was still and quiet. She sat up in bed and smoothed her hand over the empty space next to her. The sheets on Worth's side, twisted and tangled as usual. It was Friday, thankfully, the end of a long week, one she and her husband had both hoped would go better. Worth had spent 12-plus hours each day this week at his new real estate job, giving himself a crash course in the company, and coming home each night, tossing out terms she didn't understand, things like meets and bounds, plats and surveys. For her part, Lily had spent an equal amount of time trying, mostly in vain, to brighten up their drab rental home just off Highway 59 in Foley, Alabama. She'd also dodged phone calls from her mother-in-law, Mirtha, who'd taken to calling Lily every few hours once she'd accepted that her son was avoiding her calls. "Just checking in," Mirtha would say, wanting to know the state of everything from Worth's job to his mood to his laundry. Lily had never been so glad for a weekend. She hoped they'd be able to take some time on Saturday to drive around and look for a more permanent place, a house they could make their own. Though for all Lily knew, Worth may have been planning to work right through until Monday. With her mind still fuzzy with sleep, she rose from the bed and made her way down the short hall toward the kitchen. That's when she